I'm joined on the phone today with Bemidji Fire Chief Justin Sherwood. Now, we got some news from the DNR late yesterday afternoon about burning restrictions, especially when it comes to fireworks. Now, I may not understand a whole lot, but fireworks are illegal in Minnesota anyway, at least the kinds that make noise, right?
Well, not the ones that necessarily always make noise, but any firework that leaves the ground is considered against the law in the state of Minnesota. Yep. And it's just due to the danger of them and the likelihood that they can and will start a fire.
Right. And, you know, people can still get these kinds of technically illegal fireworks, and I think most of the time they do get away with it. But especially right now when our conditions are so dry. What are some of the dangers of even the fireworks that are legal in Minnesota?
Well, we know that they burn or ignite at extremely high temperature, and with how dry Beltrami County is, or our area is, they're going to start fires. This whole week we've been running fires, and it's incredible how dried things are. Even people's yards are burning, which typically doesn't happen because yards are supposed to be, you know, low and green. Due to the dryness, everything can be affected. You know, these fireworks will start the grass on fire or the brush, and then they throw sparks, and now those things are landing on people's roofs and starting fires there. So, for example, we had a fire in Nymor just this week due to fireworks in lighting materials, and it spread to the garage. And so, yeah, it's just a bad deal right now.
Right. And let's talk campfires a little bit. Now, the DNR says that they are allowed within a established fire ring.
Yep.
Can you elaborate a little bit about what that is and what it's supposed to look like?
Yeah. Well, first, let's define what a recreational fire is, also known as a campfire. They are fires that people sit around for enjoyment and can cook over. They are not campfires, and recreational fires are not fires where people are burning their leaves, garden debris, or branches off of a tree. Again, these are the use of logs. Now, when we use them, they have to be used in a designated fire receptacle. So these receptacles are 3 feet, 3 by 3 by 3, usually made out of something non-combustible. So that could be a hole in the ground with rocks set around it, or it could be a metal ring that you have from an old tire, from a wheel, like a tractor, a small tractor, or one you purchase at a store. And these rings will prevent burning debris from rolling out of that area and starting a wildfire.
So recreational fires like you've just described are permitted within the city of Bemidji, but maybe people should be extra cautious with even those, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We say use common sense when you're using them on a high fire danger day or an extremely windy day, you know, like we're kind of thinking today might be. Those things can still throw sparks with the wind and cause fires. So be careful. Also, it might be a good idea to have a bucket of water or a hose laying by, just in case something happens.
All right. So the DNR commissioner says that these high conditions may last well into July. Are you guys ready for potential increases of calls? Do you have, like, some mutual aid partners set up to go?
Yep. Bemidji has, 12 mutual aid partners. So we all work together, and that does include the Department of Natural Resources. But we also have quite a bit of wildfire equipment in our stations, and our people are highly trained. So yeah, we're ready to go. We also are aware that the DNR has a lot of air resources in our area. So if those aren't being taken up by other fires, we can use them at our disposal.
All right. Well, is there anything else you wanted to talk about these high fire dangers before I let you go? I'm sure you're very busy.
It's been very busy around here. One thing in regards to the commissioner's order, her order says no use of fireworks is allowed outside of the municipality, and the use of fireworks within the municipality remains under our control. You know, we, the city of Bemidji, Bemidji Fire Department, will always follow the recommendations of the Minnesota DNR. It's no different than you following the recommendations of your doctor, they're the expert, or your auto mechanic, they're the expert. And when it comes to wildland fire, these people are the experts. And so Bemidji Fire Department is going to follow the recommendations of the Minnesota DNR. So please follow these restrictions. I know the holiday season is coming up, but let's do what's best for our community and the people within it, and let's not put everyone in danger by fire. So I just want to let people know that. Please use common sense. Please be safe. Please be fire smart.
All right. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us, Justin.